Research from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, in conjunction with the Utah Department of Health, has shown that 85% of firearm deaths in Utah are due to suicide, and that guns are the method used in half of the state's suicides. For the third consecutive year, Utah Representative Steve Handy will be proposing a bill for extreme risk protective orders, also known as red flag laws, allowing law enforcement to seize and hold firearms.
What it does is it fills a gap in current law where if a person is making a threat to him or herself or to a wider spread audience, it provides under due process, under a judge's order, the opportunity to temporarily remove that most volatile, terrible means of doing harm, which is a firearm. And then the person has the opportunity within 14 days to appear in court and to make his or her case.
Carrie Butler, the policy director for Action Utah, said she doesn't expect the order to be used frequently if passed, maybe even less than 100 times a year, but the goal is to save lives.
Utah has a high suicide rate. We have a high completion rate. We do not necessarily have a higher attempt rate, and that is important because means matters. We have so much access to firearm in the state, and we know the majority of our suicide deaths are firearms. The access to the means is what is increasing our rate because it's pretty instantaneous, right? It's not a lot of recovery happening.
Butler said at the moment there is no mechanism in place for law enforcement to remove firearms from an individual of concern. If the bill passes in the 2020 legislative session, Utah would join 17 other states and the District of Columbia that have adopted this kind of law. This is Kat Webb for Utah Public Radio.